It turns out the problem with video games is not the violence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We tend to assume that if you spend hours and hours shooting up people in a video game like Halo, all that violence can leave you angry. But it's not the violence.
Across our studies, we looked at both violent games and nonviolent games. And what we found is that it was not the content that really drove post-game aggression. It was more whether you were frustrated in the game itself by a failure at mastery.
Professor Richard Ryan at the University of Rochester had his test subjects play violent and nonviolent games, and then he played tricks on them, like sabotaging the controls to slow down the response time. And he found that post-game rage was linked not to what game you played, but to how well or how badly you played it. What created the rage wasn't shooting, it was losing. And it doesn't even have to be a violent game. You could be playing Candy Crush.
Any game where you feel like you can't control it.
Doesn't even have to be games. If your word processor is just running slow or losing data.
Our theory says that too leads to aggression. And very similarly, too, you see a lot of aggression after sports. If you feel like you've had a bad call from the ref or something else that takes the game out of your control.
We all know how that feels. So what does this research say for parents who are worried about the effects of video games on their kids? Well, it seems to me, instead of worrying about the violence, you may just need to upgrade your internet speed or buy your kid a faster computer.
I think that's a great suggestion, Dave. I'm sure my kids will like that one.
That's right.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.